Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio here with Mike Fowle with the National Weather Service. We just got done with storm spotter training here in Pella, a series of major events here in Marion County and Pella specifically. We're standing right now in Vermeer Corporation, which nearly 7 years ago was hit by a major tornado. You and I did an interview after that major derecho event in December of 2021 with a major tornado outbreak that year as well. We've had our fair share. How is that so helpful, especially when we have these larger scale events too, right? It's one thing to have that one tornado isolated in a cornfield or maybe like pea-sized hail, but we've had some pretty major stuff that's been useful for you to have that information.
Yeah, so over the last few years, we've had a really busy period in Iowa, and that includes this area of South Central Iowa. Numerous tornadoes, some strong tornadoes, as you mentioned. And again, what we want people to do in those situations is have an understanding how tornadoes form, where are they going, and then again, use those tools to help share that information, to again, get that information back to us to, again, we just keep harping on keeping people safe. And, you know, we're approaching the early parts of severe weather season. Yeah, we're trying to get the word out ahead of these sort of events.
Well, and I went to a training last year with the Weather Service that had media partners and the Weather Service in the same room and with emergency managers. And the three groups of us can usually come up with a lot, but as you said, it's other people contributing to that message. And you know, as people become so much more weather aware, right, they've got apps, they've got notifications, all the above. How critical is it that they, you know, take those seriously, because now the information is so much more rich. Those warnings often have something behind them.
Yeah, absolutely. So the warnings are the most critical piece that we have. That is indicating there's imminent danger, either, you know, it's imminent or it's actually occurring. And that's the time when people need to take that protective action, take shelter. And we want people, again, to not be injured. We want to save lives. And all of that information, as you mentioned, the partnerships, our media partners, whether TV, radio, our emergency management partners, we want all of those folks communicating together to get that information out, so again, people can take the appropriate action.
And you said the word warning, and I think this is where people do get hung up a lot. It's incredible because we have so much severe weather, but a watch, you had a great demonstration here at Vermeer showcasing what the difference is between a watch and a warning. We can have warnings without watches, but so often now we often have many, many more hours of warning through a watch. I know that's a lot to say, but watches are a really important piece of the puzzle too.
Yeah, so the watches are typically issued several hours in advance of any sort of severe weather. So it's kind of like the ingredients are in place, and that's kind of what we talked about today. Think of laying ingredients out for a taco, a cake. That's kind of the watch phase. You're getting ready to do something with those. Once the warning is issued, that's when we want people to take action. That's when you're eating whatever you're making, right? Your action is needed at that time. You're not preparing, you're acting when there's a warning, and that's really the key. So think of watches, a couple hours to prepare. When that warning is issued, immediate action required.
And a part of the demonstration here in your spotter classes and in the messaging that we talk about even when we're on the air, tornadoes are dangerous. Straight line winds are dangerous. Hail is all dangerous. But so often we overlook the flooding aspect and lightning and some of the demonstrations you showed where a tornado could be 2 miles away from you. The wind gust may be already through, but there are other aspects to storms that we need to be aware of outside of warnings, lightning and flooding the most common.
Yeah, we try to reiterate, and again, we're getting right into severe weather season, all of the factors that come into play. Like you said, tornadoes, straight line winds, large hail, those are kind of the core of our severe weather program. But you're right. Flooding tends to take more lives than any other factor that's out there. So flooding is a big concern. Lightning, especially with all the outdoor events, you know, as we warm up, we're going to have more outdoor events. Lightning is a big cause. So think of your fairs, your races, anything where you're outside. Maybe you're on a picnic, the golf course. We want people to be what we call weather aware at all times. And that's not only for severe weather, but just even those garden variety thunderstorms can pose some threats that people need to be aware of. And again, we have a lot of resources, the National Weather Service. If you just do a quick search for us, you'll find our information right on the webpage, and that'll help you plan for your day.
And the Weather Service, you mentioned it here at the spotter training, often attends these large events now, which can be fun, I think, for the most part, if things aren't going well. But so often now, especially here in Marion County, we have a lot of these events frequently, and we have two big ones, of course, that were brought up, that you're there, whether it's remotely or not, that you're working with our emergency management and police department at.
Yeah, so our job in those cases is to support our emergency management partners for the safety of those at the event. So again, if we see severe weather imminent or on its way, we want to alert the emergency management folks so they can then utilize their plan to get people to safety as quickly as we can. So yeah, we call that decision support services, and really that's just a fancy way to say we want people to know what does that information mean to them? So what sort of action do they need to do? And again, that's an area where we're definitely expanding in the National Weather Service.
And you've been to the Knoxville Nationals, and I know you've had staff here for Tulip Time, right?
Correct, yes. Yeah, we support those sort of large events where there's a lot of outdoor activity for that purpose. Again, for the safety of those involved. And again, we do that in support of our emergency management community.